This afternoon, we can have encouragements from the book of Psalm chapter 23.
今天下午我们将会用诗篇的第23篇来做相互勉励。
And then we meditate the word of God and then we pray together.
我们来思考神的话, 然后我们一起祷告。
Chapter 23 is a very famous psalm.
诗篇23篇是非常著名的章节。
Most interesting thing is those people who die before they die, they want to listen to this psalm before they make a last breath.
给我印象很深的是，就是很多人在他们去世之前，他们都愿意在最后的一刻来读一下这篇诗。So
many people like this psalm, so many people memorize this psalm.
因为很多人经常读这篇诗, 所以他们都记住这篇诗。
Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm is great. Even there's no any other work to explain this hymn itself. Already, we can receive a great comfort and great encouragement.
在这段诗篇，我们都不需要有另外的再多的解释，就从这字面上就已经给我们很大的勉励。
Do you know what the last year the Chinese animal? The animal
horse.
Well, last year is a horse. So this year is sheep. So Psalm chapter 23 is talking about the story of sheep and shepherd.
我们知道去年中国的这个是马年，今年是羊年，所以这个第三节就讲到有羊和牧羊人。
Have you seen that when you get into the internet and website, the hallmark? You can see there are different kinds of cars. Nowadays, not many people buying a car, but they're sending the electronic car to send other people.
如果你到网页上，就到那互联网上，到 Hallmark 网站，你就可以想给别人送各种各样的电子卡。
The one of them is when ship try to push the horse away from the space.
有一张卡片设计的很有意思，就是一只羊在试图把一匹马推走。
Oh, that's a card, you know, the internet card.
这就是一个网站上的电子卡。
So it's a ship just push horse just try, but back and forth and back and forth. Finally, horse move out and the ship cover the horse. Have you noticed the sheep is a really helpless animal?
我们有没有注意到，实际上羊是没有很无助的一种动物。
Think about it. The sheep is there's no any defensive and offensive weapon in the sheep.
对羊来说，它基本上没有。 可以去攻击或者是去防卫的武器。
When you look at the small, even insect, its own defensive and offensive weapon.
即使是非常小的昆虫，它们经常都会有攻击和防卫的武器。
Have you bitten by the ant?
有没有被蚂蚁咬过？
It's quite painful.
也是很疼的。
And there's anything there's offensive and defensive, even when you think about all the animals.
所以基本上是所有的动物都会有这种防卫跟攻击的武器。
But sheep doesn't have such things.
但是绵羊却没有这种武器。
Even dog come close, push, and the sheep cannot defense or anything. So just follow whatever, you know, say, even dog push, then just go.
所以当狗去赶这些羊的时候，羊却没有任何反抗能力，所以只要狗去赶它，它们就会走。
Ownership is follow the shepherd.
所以羊总是要跟随着这个牧者。
Have you noticed that the sheep is very short legs?
你们有没有注意到这个羊的腿也很短
？Compared to body size, the leg is very short.
所以对它的身体的大小来说，这个腿是很短的。
So the sheep cannot run fast.
所以羊也跑不快。
Only just when the time to scare them, man, just asking for, you know, help. That's they know how to do it.
所以它跑不动就这么只会咩咩叫。
When you go to next the sheep, you push and just, you know, the sheep will fall down. They cannot even, they very hardly stand up themselves.
所以当如果羊被别的羊击倒了之后，它经常都不能自己爬起来。
So have you noticed that sometimes in the TV you can see, then a dog came close, those when guarding dog come and then push and push and then sheep just you know, stand up and go.
所以当这个羊群有时候在电视里面我们看到牧羊狗、牧羊犬在赶这些羊的时候，羊只好听话。
Really, sheep is helpless animal.
所以绵羊真是很无助的动物。
But when you look at the, have you seen the skunk?
不知道你们有没有看到过这个 skunk 的电影
？Skunk can compare the size wise, size compared with the sheep and the skunk. Skunk is really small.Animal skunk don't make a smelly one.
那个臭鼬，你们不知道你们有没有臭鼬？羊比起来，那个体积要小很多。
Even though the small animal like a skunk has own defensive system,
但是即使是臭鼬也会有它的防御武器。
I'm sure because even the lion lion came close to maybe skunk.
当即使是狮子靠近这个臭鼬的时候
，skunk turn around to make a position.
如果是这个臭鼬把转过身，把屁股对着他。
If the lion had some having some experience before，
如果这个狮子有过经验的话。
If skunk turn around, then this lion have to run away。
只要这个臭鼬一转过身，他就会跑。
Because then, you know, lion knows this smell is so, you know, so, cannot stand it. It knows that better not to attack the skunk, but it's run away. It's the best, you know, best way of life to be, you know.
所以狮子知道这个臭味将是很难闻的，它受不了，它会赶快跑掉。
It's amazing that God gave all the different animal, even small animal, have own offensive, defensive, you know, things so that they can protect themselves.
所以神给很多即使很小的动物都有保护自己的方法。
But the sheep is different.
但是就是绵羊没有。
They're really helpless animal.
真是它绵羊真是没有什么可以自己帮助自己。
Have you experienced when your life is helpless?
那你们有没有在生活中经历过同样的事情
？How insecure at the moment！
你们找不到帮助，那时候没有安全感。
And the Bible describes us that we are like a sheep。
那圣经就描述这样子，就像是绵羊一样。
That means we are helpless。
这就是意味着我们是没有帮助。
But what makes us to be satisfied our life？
那我们怎样才能满足我们的生
活 ？Why are we so secure our life？
那我们怎么样保证我们的生活
？Because of us or because of somebody else？
那是因为我们还是因为别人呢
？Because of shepherd，
而是因我想我们是因为牧者。
We have a singing that's never alone。
我们唱过这个，永不孤单这首歌。
We belong to Christ and we belong to God。
我们属于神，我们属于主耶稣。
We are helpless, but God is Almighty Man。
我们是无助的，但是我们的神是全能的。
He claimed himself, "I am your shepherd."
因为他对我们说。他是我们的牧者。
The those who rely on a shepherd，
那我们这些依赖牧者的。
The life of sheep is truly secure and truly blessed by the shepherd。
那依赖牧者这些绵羊，我们的生活就是真正的是被祝福的，而是有保证的。
I'm sure because we have experience in our life sometimes we're anxious about something。
我肯定我们大家都有这个经历，在生活中会为一些事情担心。
Sometimes we insecure because with something that we know there's something come up, then we cannot help ourselves.
有时候我们没有安全感，有时候我们知道有事会发生，但是我们却不能帮助自己。
Why such kind of attitude come out from us?
为什么我们有时候会这样子呢
？Because we do not acknowledge there is a shepherd.
那是因为我们没有意识到我们有这么一个伟大的牧者。
So those who understand that there is a shepherd around us and next to us, behind us, then we do not have afraid anything.
所以当对那些意识到我们有一个强伟大的牧者在我们身边一直跟我们同在的时候，我们就不会害怕担心任何事。
So this year 2002, let us understand that we are helpless.
这今年是2003年，让我们要懂得我们是无助的。
But we are secure in the Lord.
但是我们在主里面是有保证的。
That's why we can satisfy all. We can be satisfied.
并且我们也是能够被满足的。
And we shall not want it.
并且我们也不要在那犹豫，到处走迷途。
Because he will provide us what we need.
因为牧者会给我们我们所需的。
But sometimes our life changes, turn around a little differently.
有时候我们的生活会变化，会有一些不同的事情发生。
Have you seen the difference, the sheep and the goat?
那你们有没有看到过山羊跟绵羊的差别
？And when I was young, my mom take care of the goats, about 8 or 10 of them.
在我很小的时候，我妈妈曾经养过一群山羊，有8到10只。
Because the minister the allowance is not enough, she trying to have extra money to support the family.
因为我爸是圣工人员，是传道，因为他们薪水不够，所以他想办法会赚一点额外的钱来支持。
Have you tasted the milk of goat's milk? It tastes very good.
那你们有没有尝过山羊的奶？
But anyways, a goat is a little different animal.
山羊奶是很好吃的，但是山羊是很不同的一种动物。
It look like a sheep, but it's very different nature.
山羊跟绵羊看起来很像，但是就是很不同的个性。
The goats follow the master. I would consider shepherd. Goat always follow shepherd too.
那个山羊也是跟着那个牧者。
But they have own nature.
但是他有自己的个性。
When the new one coming into the group,
如果有一个新的山羊来到这一群羊的话
，always among the goats they have a boss, which is the cap, which is called their own, what? Because they have a rank in.
我们在实际上在已经存在的山羊群里面，他们就会有一种等级制度。
It was amazing. I have seen. That's why I know. When the new one coming in, then. The number one consider is like a boss and trying to prepare to fight.
所以每当有一只新羊来的时候，这个为首的这群旧羊里面的那只山羊就会准备要跟那个新的羊打。
So the goats is fenced around here. There are about 8 or 9 goats there, and the new one coming in. Then the number one and to move to the other side to push his head down and look at it, and then.And pull his leg to try this way. I want to fight with you, which means give a signal.
So 每次当这个新羊来的时候，别的羊就会围成一圈，然后这只为首的羊就会低下头，准备跟这只刚来的羊打架。
And then when the owner have to look carefully, otherwise it wounded very badly.
如果这个主人不好好看的话，那这些可能会打得很厉害。
And the new one coming in to look around, who is the one I have to fight?
然后新羊来的时候也是要看一看。哪一只我必须要先打胜。
So the one coming in, then the other one to give a signal, and then prepare to have to fight anyway. So they have to look at each other and can see which one is it.
所以这只羊，因为他知道他进来之后，他反正要打仗，反正他就要找哪一个要打他。
And both sides get close, full their full speed and hit each other.
然后两只就使劲的往前冲，用最后碰到一起。
Ah, when I look at it, that when I was in early age, but I saw ouch, oh, you know, just.You can hear the sound, even.
那我小时候我就可以看到这个景象，我真是很惊奇，因为两只羊碰到一起会有很大的声音。
Hit one or two times, they can tell which one is stronger.
然后两只羊碰几次之后，他们就知道哪一只比较厉害。
And the weak one put the head down to turn around, and then is losing the battle.
打败的羊就把头低下来，然后就走开。
This, you know, when you look at the goat's life, they constant battle.
我们可以看到山羊的生命，它一直都在打仗。
In order to keep their position, their constant battle.
就保持他们的生命的话，要保持他的位置的话，他就必须一直这么打。
And God also despises those who are the weak ones.
然后，并且山羊里面如果有很虚弱的，他们都很鄙视他。
All those goats, they respect my mom, because my mom feeding them.
所以这些山羊都会尊敬我的妈妈，因为我妈妈给他们吃。
My mom go into the fence, then they just come close to, you know, to kiss to my mom, which is, you know, to give me, you know, something.
每次我妈妈走到羊圈里的时候，他们都装作很温顺的样子，要跟我妈妈亲热。
When I get into with my mom, I'm okay.
我要跟我妈妈进去的话还好。
But one time I just happened to look around their fence closed.
有一次我自己就跑到羊圈旁边。
And then one of them come and just hit me.
就有一次就跑过来撞我一下。
And I just hit one time, so I got to, you know, just fall down because of.
然后我就被羊撞翻在地上。
That's God's nature.
那就是山羊的本性。
But the sheep, the nature is very different.
那绵羊的本性是完全不一样。
They do not fight like this way.
他们并不打架。
Since they are helpless.
因为他们本身就没有很。
They don't want to fight each other.
他更不想。
They want to share.
他而是他们要分享。
When the shepherd brought the sheep to the pastures.
当牧羊者把羊群带到羊圈的时候
，They just eating what they eat on the grass.
所以绵羊只是吃羊圈里的草。
Have you noticed? Have you seen that the sheep they fighting each other?
你们有没有谁看到过绵羊在一起打架过
？No,
没有。
That's a Christian life.
那就是一个基督徒的生活。
So when you look at the sheep, you can find out the nature that what the Christian life should be.
所以我们从绵羊身上我们可以看到我们基督徒的生活会什么样一个样子。
That's why we can satisfy with the shepherd.
这就是为什么我们能从牧羊者那里得到满足。
If we constantly fight against each other, if we have a life always insecure in ourselves, then there's no need of shepherd.
如果我们总是这么跟别人去打，然后我们的生活总觉得我们自己能够保证我们自己的生活，那我们根本就不需要有牧者。
Because sheep itself is helpless, because they do not fight each other for their own right, that's why when the shepherd come to help them, it turned out to be their own Garden of Eden.
所以就是因为羊本身是无助的，它不能去保护自己，所以当牧者来的时候，这就是成为他们的伊甸园一样。
When the shepherd lead the sheep to the green pastures, it become a wonderful, you know, like a kingdom, precious heavenly kingdom.
当牧羊者把羊群带到牧羊地之时候，那就是一个美好的王国对他们来说。
And verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以第一节说，主是我的牧者。
Let us remember we are helpless, but We claim that the Lord is my shepherd, that we can be secure.
所以，因为我们如果承认主是我们的牧者的话，我们就能得到保证。
And then we say, I shall not want.
然后后面接着说，我们不应该不至于缺乏。
Because He provides us everything what we need.
因为他会给我所有我需要的东西。
Maybe in your life there are some difficult times.
可能在我们生命中都会有一些很。
But when we claim the Lord is my shepherd,
当我们承认主是我们的牧者的时候
，then your life is secure.
我们的生命就有保障。
Your life is satisfied.
我们的生活就会满足。
No matter where you go,
不管我们去哪里。
You know you claim the Lord is my shepherd, then the shepherd is God Himself. We know that.
所以，因为如果我们承认主是我们的牧者，我们就知道我们的牧者就是神本人。
Well, the word says that happiness came from the happening.
我们有一句话叫做幸福是从发生。
Joy is in the Lord.
这个喜乐是从主而来。
When our Lord with us, there is a true security and true peace within us.
所以当我们真正的在主里的时候，我们才有真正的平安跟真正的喜乐。
Verse 2,
第二节。
He makes me to lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet water. And here's verse to describe the nature of our shepherd.
所以第二节讲，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在河安歇的水边，就是讲我们的主的。
If our shepherd always bothers our life,
我就是讲我们主的个性。
Then we cannot say that's help us.
说如果我们主总是来影响我们的生活的话，来烦扰我们的生活，那当然就不是帮助我们。
But the Lord, our shepherd, always lead us green pastures and also quiet water.
但是我们的主总是，我们的牧者总是把我们带到青草地上，让我们躺在河安歇的水边。
Have you seen the sheep they after they eat a lot of grass and sit down on the pasture and close their eyes and keep just chewing in their mouth?
你们见过这么一幅景象，当这些绵羊都吃足了青草的时候，然后他们就会在他的牧者旁边跪下来，然后半闭着眼睛休息。
There's several stomach at the beginning they eat all the grass.
因为他们有几个胃，所以开始他们会把所有的草都吃下去。
And then bring up from the stomach, and then what they call the ruminate, it just keep, you know, re-chewing to digest, bring into the other stomach.
等等他们休息的时候，这些草才从胃里面又反出来，然后他们可以反刍一下，然后再最后再消化下去。
It's so peaceful.
所以这是很平安的一个过程。
But when you look at all other animals, have you noticed that they have no such security and such a peace?
如果你看其他的动物，他们都没有这种平安。
When you look at all the other animals, they eat something, their prey, and then they look at all around. Is any enemy around me? They insecure, even their time to eat.
你看别的动物的话，他们吃草的时候，他们都会四处张望，因为看看有没有敌人来袭击。
But the sheep is different.
但是羊是不绵羊
是不一样的。She understood that there's a shepherd around them that they take care of them.
绵羊知道有牧者在旁边会照顾他们。
So they can relax and they chewing the food to digest and enjoy their life.
所以他们很放松，他们能够安静的在那里享用消化他们的食物。
In verse three,
第三节。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness.For his name's sake. And he restored my soul and guided me in the path of righteousness.
这第三节讲到他是我的灵魂警醒为我自己的名引导我走义路。
And we know because man's own understanding, man's own judgment is limited.
我们知道人的判断总是很限制的。
That's why we ask God that you lead my life.
这就是为什么我们总要求神带领我们的生活。
Have you noticed that if you anything that you just keep trying to, you are the one who the decision maker, you are the one who make all the decision. How stressful it is. Have you experienced of that?
如果我们在生活中我们有这样的体验的话，就是说我们要自己去决定一些事情，我们自己承担所有的压力，那当然就是很受不了。
But if you put everything into God's hands,
但是如果我们把所有的事情都交托在神手里
，and then you pray to God,
我们向神祷告
，I don't know.
我说我不知道。
You are my God, right?
你是我的神。
I claim that you are my shepherd.
我认为我承认你是我的牧者。
Please, you are the one who choose for me the best one.
你是我最好的朋友。
Please lead my life.
请带领我的生活。
And this is here this describe this way.
所以这里就是讲述了这么一件事情。
And he restored my soul.
所以他使我的灵魂警醒。
He guides me in the path of righteousness.
所以他领导我走义路。
I do not know, but you know better. So you lead my way to the right way.
所以我不知道该怎么走，而你知道，请你带领我。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he mentioned that when we are in such kind of situation that we walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
第四节就是想我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我就讲到我们的生活中有时候会行过死荫的幽谷
Maybe you may encounter difficult time
我们有时候会遇到很困难的时间
It seems like a valley you know you cannot get away from there
甚至我们都知道我说我们都没有办法逃掉
You have to go through there to finish up you know that
所以我们必须走过这一段很困难的地方。
But remember, our shepherd is within us.
但是我们知道，我们的牧者是跟我们在一起。
This is I think it's last year. I drove into the gas station.
有一次，去年我开车到一个加油站去。
After I put the gas, I look at the car is quite dirty.
当我加完油之后，我就发现我车很脏。
And through the year, I never wash my car.
因为整年我都没有洗过车。
So many, I hope that there's a rain comes to wash my car. That's my wish all the time.
所以我总是其实希望有下雨的话，给我把车洗一洗。
But then the car is so dirty, and my wife and children inside the car.
但是我看车这么脏，我的太太跟小孩都在车里。
And also look at the if I have a go through like a.There's automatic car wash, then they give a somehow $1 discount thing. So I just should I just look at the car and push a button.
所以，但我看那里有一个选项，就是我如果洗车的话，他给我一块钱优惠，所以我就选了一样。
And then I go into you know car washing place.
然后我就到那个洗车的地方。
Once you drive your wheel to the stick, come up there, then it, you know it goes.
所以我只要把车停在一个固定的位置，它就开始。给我开始洗
and then my kids start to panic
但是我孩子就开始害怕
and the Jesse start to doesn't know what to all different sound and the water coming down, you know, kind of soft coming, very strange.
所以我儿子 Jesse 就开始了，就觉得很奇怪，外面很奇怪的声音和有很奇怪的声音，并且有很奇怪的东西都靠近。
An automatic brush comes down, shing, and then, wow, look at it, wow, come on, you know, scary.
然后那个刷子掉下来，这刷，并且有很奇怪的声音，所以他就给吓坏了。
So his face is, you know, frozen.
所以他的脸都吓呆了。
And then Anna says, don't worry.She already experienced it. At the beginning, she's scared too, but now she experienced it. She knows that.
所以她的姐姐就是我的女儿，因为比她大，所以她就告诉她啊，不要担心，因为她已经。
哇 ，even the 3 years difference, they can see the difference.
虽然他们只有三岁的大小差别。
But then, the second kids cannot trust what the Anna says.
所以她即使只大三岁，她也知道，但是这个小孩子她还是。不能信任
他姐姐说的话。So his mom take out from his car the boosting chair and hold him.
所以他的妈妈就把他从椅子上，抱下来，然后抱着他。
And then go through and finish up.
然后这样子才好一些，然后就。
Sometimes we because we our nature because even such a sound such a kind of different atmosphere that come up to in our life.
在我们生活中其实也会有这样子情况。
Suddenly we got panic.
有时候有这种奇怪的事情发生在我们身边，有时候我们就会感到惊吓。
We think there's something happened in our life.
然后我们就会认为这我们要出事情了。
But actually nothing happened.
实际上没有任何事发生。
But actually it's getting better, you know, the dirty car to be shiny car.
实际上是件好事，让我的脏车变成干净车。
But they are just inside of the car.
但是在车里面呢
？But people have no experience, then it kind of panic there.
所以在车里面的人，如果没有经验的话，就会感到惊慌。
Sometimes we go through like the valley of the shadow of death.
所以有时候我们会行过死荫的幽谷。
Let us remember, God is God. Our life and our all welfare, we being in the hands of God.
让我们记住，我们的生命，我们的所有的生活，都是在神的手里。
That's why the verse 4 says, "I fear no evil."
所以这里就是说，我不怕遭害。
You are with me.
因为神与我同在。
Let us experience, let us trust in God in this way.
所以让我们信任神，交托神在这样子。
When you are in a difficult time now,
所以你在困难的时候。
Please remember you are in the car washing place.
就记住，你就像是在一个洗车的那个车里头。
Remember you are inside of car.
你在车里面。
God's shield of protection with you.
但是实际上有神的保护在外面。
This is our Lord.
这就是我的主。
Verse 4 and verse 5.
第四节第五节
Thou dost prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. And thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflowed. Sometimes we go to this difficult time. Sometimes we undergo this kind of difficult time and trials. But the purpose in the God to prepare this way to give us a wonderful blessing in our life.
所以有时候我们会走过很困难的时间，然后经过这些。神的最终目标实际上是要给我们祝福。
My cup is overflowed.
因为这里就讲到我的福杯满溢。
Remember at the beginning, thou dost prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy.
并且在说，神会为我摆宴席在我敌人面前，并且用油膏了我的头。
And then thou hast anointed my head with oil. It's a blessing of anoint my oil, which is secure ourselves to bless by his spirit.
所以油膏了我的头的意思就是说要给我们祝福，就是我们要在我们被神的灵要大大的祝福。
Verse 6, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
第六节，我的一生一世必有恩惠慈爱跟随我，我要住在神的殿中直到永远。
Let us believe, let us trust in His goodness and His loving kindness.
让我们要信任他的恩惠慈爱
with us all the way in our life
是要跟我们一生一世同在
so we're willing to dwell in the house of the Lord forever
所以我们就愿意要住在神的殿中到永远
let us simply trust in God
让我们信任神
no matter what kind of trial what kind of difficult time you are encountering now and you go through now
不管我们现在有多困难的时候多么 困难的处境我们在经过。
Let us remember His goodness and loving kindness.
我们都要记得主的恩惠跟慈爱。
He is truly our shepherd.
他真正的是我的牧者。
We are His sheep.
我们是他的绵羊。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Ask God to give us a blessing, give us understanding, so that we can rely on Him all the way of these years. So God bless us.
让神给我们祝福，给我们理，让我们懂得他的存在，让我们给我们整整的一年的祝福。
Ask God to give us our security and let us to satisfy our soul.
然后也请神给我们安全，让我们灵魂得到满足。
And also we can pray. Those who want to pray for Holy Spirit and pray for illness to be healed, you can come forward.
我们也请那些要为圣求圣灵祷告的，还有有疾病要想被医治的祷告的，可以到前面来。
Let's kneel and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。